Just a few in the honor, we have to just say just short ha'aris, because it's so many things to do and a lot of sigus. Just say one short vart on the Shitas Rava. I'm still in the Mishnah on the base. Rava says something that's so puzzling. I just have to mention a word about it. Rava says it's an Isser on Shabbos of performing a Hatzolah She'ena Mitzuya. A hen is unusual to lay the egg on incline, and therefore saving that egg is a tzelah she'ena mitzuya. Most Rishonim say that this Isser of Rabba is regardless of whether what you're saving is muksa or not. Most Rishonim are goers that if a barrel breaks, even if it has regular usable Shabbos food in there, if the barrel was unexpected to break, it was very strange, very not much, it should break, and it breaks, according to Rabbi, you can't save it because it's Hatzolah She'ena Mitzuya. So what on earth is wrong with Hatzolah She'ena Mitzuya? We're learning about Muksa here. This is out of the blue. Hatzolah She'ena Mitzuya. So I just want to talk about the Ramban. I think it's a big yisod. The Ramban says that the problem with Hatzolah She'ena Mitzuya is because things that are mitzuya, they're expected, they could happen. So we assume before Shabbos you're prepared. Before Shabbos you prepare for everything you're going to need for Shabbos, for all the eventualities, for the extra guests, for whatever you're going to need. But something that's out of the blue, where did that come from? Hatzolah She'ena Mitzuya. Oh, then maybe you didn't prepare. If you didn't prepare, you might come to do malacha. You might come, oh, you didn't expect this to happen. My hen's laying her egg on an incline. I'm going to have to run and get a kli and be mavered dalar amos b'rishus harabim. I'll come to do an isser to save this egg. That's what Ramban writes. So I thought it's a deep yisod here, because the Ramban really is l'shitas. We mentioned another Ramban, the Ramban of Luchamis in the beginning of Beitza. The Ramban says the holy yisod of muksa is v'hechino. That the yisod is that we want you to be mechim before Shabbos, so you won't come to do malach on Shabbos. You want them when Shabbos comes, you have no need for malacha, because everything's prepared. So therefore, you're not going to come to do malacha. So therefore, that's the yisod of all dinei muksa, is things should have achana before Shabbos. So in Mele Seyler Amban, that's the yisod of chashash here. It's not mamasha iser muksa, but it's really the yisod of iser muksa, is that you need to have hachana. Hatzolah she'ena mitzuya is something that you weren't making for, you don't prepare for. Oh, you don't prepare for it? It's without hachana, it goes to being aser. It's interesting, halach l'maisa, we don't hold like rabba, but we do hold, there's a din that's l'kuli alma, what we do bring l'halacha, is that if a barrel breaks on Shabbos, you're allowed to save the food in it, but only with one kli. The Gemara says, on Kuf Yud Zayin, in Kol Kisvei, that more than one kli, we don't allow Shema Yavel L'suye kli. Maybe we're going to go bring a kli from Rishus HaRabim. Gufis Chashash, maybe one kli, okay, but some of you have one kli prepared for all unexpected eventualities. But more than that, we're really scared that that's going out of the concept of hachana that the Torah told us about. So that's for Rabbi. Rav Yitzchak, this is something I think probably most of you saw in Morning Seder. We'll just talk about a little bit. Maybe more halach l'maisa than you had Morning Seder. Rav Yitzchak says a din. Tosus discusses the beginning of Beitza, but he says a din that ain't a clean nitel el davar hanatel, that you can't, he says, you can't carry a kli b'chlal to protect muksa, to cover over an egg that's muksa, you can't take kli. He says, but if you were to pick up the kli for a mutter reason, you go and sarach makomo, and you pick up the kli, so then once the kli is already in your hand, you're allowed to go and even use that kli to cover muksa. Because Lamaisu, when you picked up the cleavers for a mutter reason. So this is a big yisod, such an important yisod. You might have seen it in Morning Seder, but it's really such a fundamental yisod here, which is that the Rishonim point out, they see from here, that Lachaira, the Iker Isser of Muksa, or one, there seems to be this Chumr of Muksa in picking it up. You pick it up with a proper Heter, so it stays Mutter. So Tosu says that in the beginning of Beitza, you also, he says, L'gav Eklisham Lachdol Isser. Eklisham Lachdol Isser, if you pick it up, the Tzorach Mekomo, so then you're allowed to even move it mechamel itzal. You're even allowed to put it away in a protected place, because when you picked it up, it's beheter. So now you could continue carrying it in your hands. So that's what it says here, L'gavik Kalim. Now where this gets exciting is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, I'll say with the Magen Avraham, the way it's said. Honestly, the way it's said, it's a little bit Moshe Shem Ran, the Magen Avraham. But just the way it's said, is that the Magen Avraham held that the only Isser of Muksa is picking up the Muksa. Once the Muksa is in your hand, you have free reign. There's no problem carrying that Muksa because it's already in your hand. And he learns it from this Gemara that you see, that once it's in your hand, you can do whatever you want with it. And he gets this from a Ramah in Reish Samach Vav, that the Ramah says that if you realize you have, let's say, money in your pocket, and what are you going to do? You want to empty your pocket, but it's had shiny, you don't want anyone to steal your money, so you're allowed to walk to a safe place and there empty your pocket. Even though you're moving the muksa, you're not allowed to move the muksa that's in your pocket. That's the regular way of carrying the muksa, and you're moving it litzorach, the protection of the muksa, that definitely would not be mutter, but it's already in your hands, right, or in your pocket. You already have it. You're not picking it up. It's already by you. Assume that in your pocket is like in your hands. So you already have it. So just to continue walking, so that's not a problem. So that's what's said. Now, first, why would it be? Why should it be? The Salam is why it be. Why should it be that picking it up is an important part of the Isser? Why is that the whole Isser? Right? If it's because of Chashash Hotzah, you can do Hotzah at any time. Right? As long as it's in your hand, you might come to Hotzah. What do I care if you picked it up now or it just happens to be in your hand? Kol Zman, it's in your hand. You should be Omed in Isser Muksa. There's a Chashash in you. You could do Hotzah. So the teretz I think that's most known is Ar Sameach. He says a teretz that sounds very good, at least at first blush. He says the geder of Isser Muksa is Akira of a Chefetz. And on Shabbos, the Isser of Hotzah is an Akira from one Rishos and a Nacha in another Rishos. So in Meila, Muksa is telling us that by the objects that are Muksa, Chazal Asur and Akira even without a Hanacha. An Akira from one Rishos, even without a Hanacha, another Rishos. But the Akira itself is the Isser. And that's the Isser. The Isser is doing an Akira. That's a chelik of the Isser of Muksa. And therefore, Chazal formulated their Isser of Muksa as being as a Isser on doing a Akira of a Chefetz of Muksa. Once you were Oker, it's okay. You did the Isser and now it's in your hands. So there's nothing wrong with leaving it sitting in your hands. So that's our simcha. It sounds very nice, except the big problem is if you were learning first parak of Shabbos, you would have a problem here, which is that Akira is not just picking up an object. It's considered Akira, what Chazal call Akira Skufo. Right, let's say a person's holding something in his hand from before Shabbos, and he's walking around, so he hasn't done an Akira on Shabbos. So if he would walk outside the Harabim, he would be Pater. But if before he walks outside the Harabim, he stops, he stands still, and holds the object in his hand while standing still, and then he starts moving outside the Harabim, so then he'll be Chayiv. Because the fact that he stopped, his body stopped, and he started moving, that's also called an Akira. That's an Akira. That's also a form of an Akira. L'gabi Shabbos, that would be called an Akira. Even though he didn't pick up the object on the floor, but he wasn't moving, and he started moving, the act of a person starting to walk from being stationary, that's also called an Akira. So it's interesting, the Shuas Yaakov, so he writes, yeah, Enachinami, this whole heter, even by Klisham Lachtel Le'isser, the whole heter that once you took a beheter, you could keep carrying it, that's dafka if you don't stop. If you walk without interruption. But if you stop in middle, you can't carry the kli anymore. So it's interesting, I was very surprised. I saw in Rabbi Karp Sefer. It's one of the Sfarim I use a lot. And he quotes this halacha. I was shocked because it's not like Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it could be true. And the Gemara attack conceivably could be true. That the whole heter that the Gemara says when you pick up a kli, you're allowed to continue walking and put it over the muk, says dafk if you don't stop. You don't stop anywhere on your trip. It's definitely not what Shulchan Aruch is saying. Shulchan Aruch is saying if you take a hammer to open nuts, after you open the nuts, as long as the hammer is still in your hand, you'll let it go and put back the hammer. Like, how am I opening the nuts while I'm walking, right? That's a bigger concern. That's a bigger concern. The Shulchan Aruch means that. So I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't really address that, but L'chaira, if L'chaira is not pshat of Shulchan Aruch. The other pshat, though, another mahalach you could say that I thought, actually you could say, we mentioned this idea before, is that perhaps part of Isser Muksa is taking into one's hands. Right? We mentioned this when we were discussing the din of Tiltzel Shelo B'Yadayim. That if you carry something, you carry the money on a pillow, so it's more kal. It's Erech Shabbos, it's Mutzer. Why is it more kal? Because it's not in your hand. The muksa is not in your hand. So what, the muksa is not in your hand? So apparently, part of the Isser of Muksa, the full-fledged Isser of Muksa is dafka when the muksa is in your hand. And the reason we could suggest is because the concept of muksa is something that's not mochen. So we don't want to give it hachan on Shabbos. And we're afraid of things that aren't mochen. But putting it in your hand increases the chash of using the muksa. It's elevating the muksa. It's coming closer to human usage. Right? If the muksa is on top of the pillow, you have a rock on top of a pillow. So legabi hold saw you'd be chayiv just the same, whether you're holding a pillow, whether you're holding rock. But you're not going to use the rock if it's on top of the pillow. Right? The muksa, that's not mukhan, it's not in your hands, you're not going to use it. It's more distant from being used from you. So therefore, perhaps chazal are more mekel. So to here, we could suggest that perhaps muksa is more chama than atilas hamuksa when it goes into your hand. If it's already in your hand, so if you've already been milo this rock from stam a rock to a rock that's in a person's hand, and if it's already that's already part of the Isser of Muksa, the taking into the hand, the elevating of the Eino Muchen. So perhaps you could say that's why that's the Iker Isser. It doesn't explain completely, right? It doesn't explain completely because we know that Muksa is at least partially Usher because of Hotzah. Right, it could be this is an additional added element of the Isser Muksa, but it's also a problem for Hotzah. Okay, but a little bit that could explain why there's some extra Chazal saw extra Chumra in the coming of the Muksa into the hand of the person. Now we find this very interesting sugya in Sukkah, Sech Sukkah. So there's a sugya there, strange sugya, on Membeis, Sukkah Membeis, more in the Yerushalmi, spoken on the Yerushalmi Gimel Yerav. That there's a din that Bimei Chazal, before the Churban, if the first day of Sukkot came in on Shabbos, Arba Minim was taken even on Shabbos. We don't do that, not our sugyo, why we don't do that today. But it tells us a din that the Gemara more spoke down in the Yerushalmi. There's a din that you're allowed to take it on Shabbos, but as soon as you put down the Arba Minim, it becomes Muksa. Because Be'etzem, the way it's explained is that Be'etzem a lulav is Muksa. For some reason, Yom Tov is not Muksa, which is why you've never heard of this. But on Shabbos, it's Muksa. Rishonim say because it's not a Kli. Why is it not a Kli? Because it's used for a mitzvah, but it's not used for personal use. right? Mitzvah slav lehenos nitznu. So even though it's a chesed of mitzvah, but it's not considered a kli of human usage, right? You can't eat it, the lulav. You can't use it for anything. It's just that it's a mitzvah. So therefore, for the mitzvah, you're allowed to take it. And the mitzvah taking lulav is docha muksa. But when you put it down, it becomes muksa. And it tells us more. These parts are in the Bavli, parts in the Yerushalmi. But it says that you're allowed to hold it after you hold as long as you want to hold it. And not only that, it says you're even allowed to give it over to your friends. You're allowed to give it to another person. But you put it down, it becomes muksa. It says that you're allowed to give it to your wife. That if your wife, a wife isn't mechuyev, it's Mr. Seishas Man Grama, but you're allowed to give it to your wife, but she only could take it from you. Once you put it down, your wife can't take it. Yeah.
Sounds like Gemara is a case where you're getting an aliyah to the Torah, and it describes it, and don't you put it on the ground?
Yeah, yes, you put it, but that's talking about Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. Mm-hmm. I believe. That's it, that's Dami Yom Tov. Oh, so L'chad B'shad is, so the one who takes this really, in the Meshav Davar, this is our Chaim Simon Lamed Vav. Nitziv seems to say, I don't know if he meant this L'maisa, but he seems to say, that so too by Muksa. Right, if you take this Magen Avraham at full face value and say that the Isser is taking the Muksa, so the Meshav B'shad is that once you take it, okay, now it's by you, and that the Isser is taking it. The Isser is taking muksa into a person's hand. Mamela, he says, that if you pick up muksa, you're allowed to give it to another person. The whole Isser of muksa is dafka, picking it up. But if it's in a person's hand, you can even put it from one hand into the other hand, or your hand to a second person's hand. It's not Isser, because the whole Isser of muksa is picking it up. Oh, so very nice. So that's the Magen Avraham, the way it's said that it's a complete heter. The Gros Cholik, and his Rayos are really complete Rayos. You know, there's no, I haven't heard any way out of his Rayos. His Rayos are very, very stark Raya. The Iker Raya is from the Din of Shabbos Lamed Hay. Shabbos Lamed Hay is talking there about a shofar, that there was the Chazan HaKnesses, the Gabbai would blow shofar the second before Shabbos started, so that everyone would hear the shofar and know that it's Shabbos. Right? They didn't have clocks in those days, and they blew the shofar. And it says that they blew the shofar right after that, they had to keep Shabbos. So what did he do with the shofar? What did the guy do with the shofar? So that means it's not a kasha. Right? A shofar is a kli shel melachta l'isser, and therefore there's no problem. You'll let him move a kli shel melachta l'isser. But the Gemara asks a kasha l'fi Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia, if you remember, says you could only use a kli l'tzorach tashmisho. And therefore, a kli shel melachta l'isser, since it's ikur tashmish can't be done on Shabbos, l'fi Rabbi Nechemia is muksa. L'fi Rabbi Nechemia, you can't move a kli shel melachta l'isser at all. Because you can't use it l'tzorach tashmisho, and therefore a shofar is like muksa. So what do you do? The gabbai is blowing the shofar, and now the shofar has just become muksa in his hands. So what do you do? So it says, my answer is there was a place on the gag that he could right away put down the shofar. So he shouldn't end up on Shabbos stuck holding muksa. So Gra says, "Lefi the Magen Avraham, what's the problem? Who cares if you're stuck on Shabbos holding muksa? The Isser is picking up muksa on Shabbos." So lechoras shtark raya, because Tosefta Sukkah Dalet Zayin, even more shtark. It says when a woman hears this last shofar, it's Shabbos, and if she's holding a candle meaning a ner, meaning a lit candle, she has to put the candle right down on the floor, and she cannot carry it even to put it in the menorah. Because since it's muksa, she has to put it right down. For feirish, right? There's an isser of holding muksa. The other raya I saw, I don't know why the Grud doesn't quote it, I saw in the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos, but it's such a stark raya, Reish Samach Vav, Sif Katan Chavtes. He just asked from the Gemara Noto, the perk we did. So we talk about, right, you remember the case of the basket with the rock, the fruit and the rock. So the Gemara says you should have to throw out the rock from the basket. It talks about you should throw out the rock, then it says, no, maybe you should throw everything out. But L'chaira, Pashas, if you're talking about you have a chiv to throw out the rock, you've already picked up the kilkala. You can't throw it out until you picked it up. You picked it up. Once you picked it up, you already did the yeser. What do I care? Why do I have to throw it out? So smashma, that just having the muksa in your hand, if you could, you have to tip it off. Rabbi Akiva Eger points that out. He says it's Dik and Rashi like that. That if you Rashi says if you pick up the barrel with the rock on it, because you don't want to tilt it off right away because you'll break the other barrels. He says, as soon as you get to a place that you can tilt it off, you have to tilt off the rock. And you can't just continue carrying muksa for no reason. Very stark. So halacha would go like the gra, Mishavur Paschal's like the gra. Now what are the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham's Gedolei Achronim. He didn't miss any of this. Don't think he missed it. He didn't miss it. I don't really know why this isn't pointed out. I think the Magen Avraham happens to write like phenomenally pekitzer, right? You know, you need the machzah shekel just so you could even understand what he's talking about. But he really asked the kasha, and he says that no, of course it's not good to hold muksa on Shabbos. He says, but it's better not to hold it. When was he matter? He was matter in a case where there's a hefsid, right? You have money in your pocket on Shabbos, and you don't want to leave it, you don't want to shake it out of your pocket in a place where it could be stolen. So there the Magen Avraham held that there's a reason that Tzorach Hefzid, you might lose the money, so therefore the Tzorach Hefzid, since Be'ikr it's mutter, it's better not to hold it, but Be'ikr, the Iker Starkeit, the full-fledged Isser Muksa, is Dafka picking up the Muksa. So you don't have that. So in the mail he says, you're allowed to walk to a place that's safe. You can walk to a safe place. But Avada, he agrees that it's you know, when you don't want to hold it, right? So therefore the Shamash, when he's holding the shofar, they wanted to have a place right there so he could put it down. If it's not going to be a half city, you should put it down. Okay. That's what the Magen Avraham would say. In any case, this is the halach. Yeah.
Magen Avraham is going on a kli shema, so the server is going on
muksa mamash.
He's going on muksa mamash.
Yeah. Kesef, maus.
That's muksa mamash, kes from kes.
Money lechur is machmas gufa, because it's not a kli. Could be a monopoly piece. Okay, but you were never miyachid as a kli. Stama.
Even though it's used as currency, it's not called a kli?
Yeah, why not? Okay, that's the question, why not? But fine. So, okay. Now, what about, though, if it's behetzer? So the Gros says, so what is the reason? What is the reason why you could carry this kli shem lachdol iser that you picked on the Tzorach Mekomo? So the reason is because it was a heter. Once you take something with the heter, a dispensation is being given that you're allowed to pick it up. So then Chazal said, we let you pick it up. And in a chinami, maybe the Iker Isser was the picking up, but we let you pick it up. So now we don't drive people crazy. And once you're allowed to pick it up, it's the heter, so the heter goes. So that's that's the reason for the heter, Lefi the Gra. And the emes is this heter even goes into Muksa Mamash. Yeah.
How does that fit with the case of the shofar, which is blowing midyam?
So he says that was not beheter. I was beheter.
It was
beheter, but it wasn't a heter. Wasn't given. Now the fact that a heter was given, that's what allows it. Now this goes over into muksa mamish, right? Even though stam muksa, if you pick up a muksa accidentally, you have to right away put it down, but if you pick it up a heter, so we find that there is a heter to continue holding it. The most common case is you open up nuts on Shabbos, right? Or you rip open a bag in a way that the pieces become muksa, right? So that's the pistachio. You open it up, now you have shells in your hand. So what's the din? Can you carry those shells, or do you have to drop them immediately, put them down immediately? Right? We saw a little bit about this. It's interesting. In the end of Perek Notel, right, we spoke about Rav Sheshis, that he would spit out his pits, the date pits. Right, so there, l'chor, the reason is, it could be the reason was just because once it's in his mouth, now it becomes mux in his mouth. The mouth is not his hand, and therefore you can't put it into his hands. That could be. But what about stam, if you eat it with your hands? Mistama, what's the din of that date pick? Do you have to put it down on right there, or drop it? Or could you walk to the garbage? So it's not befeirish. This is surprisingly not befeirish, but you do find one din that is befeirish laheter, and from this we learn the heter elsewhere. You find that Ghost Mamanios, this is in Hilchos Yomtiv Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, he brings with shame the Smag and the Sefer Truma, that they say Legabe Hafrashas Chala on Yomtiv. This is another case that this happens, that you pick up Muksa Beheter. How does that happen? When you're Mafresh Chala, on Yom Tov. So you can't take Truma on Yom Tov, but I don't know if you got to Maseches Beitza, but you'll get to this fact that you're allowed to be Mafresh Chala on Yom Tov. Mafresh Chala, and that Chala on Yom Tov, so even that Chala on Yom Tov potentially is Muksa. Could be it's not Muksa if there's a coin to give it to, but if there's no coin to give it to, or if you don't give it to the Kohen, right, you know, really could give it to the Kohen, Bisman has the Osol, but that's not our topic now. Well, Maisa, no one does give it to the Kohen. So Maisa, there's nothing to do with this Chala, so it should become Muksa in your hand. So they say Enachinam, the Rishonim say Enachinam, the Chala becomes Muksa in your hand, but since it was Beheter, so therefore you're allowed to continue holding it and bring it to a safe place. Or a place where you want to keep it. A place where no one will come to eat it. So you're allowed to do that because you took it Beheter. So from this, I saw in the Shmir Shabbos, he says, so too by shells. Shells also, since you took a beheter, once it's taken a beheter, so it's mutter to carry to wherever you want. This is the basic, right, Rashi. We mentioned this Rashi in the end of Notel. Right? This Rashi says, if you pick something up as a graf shel re'eh, you're allowed to carry it to feed your animals, to feed it to your animals. Right, l'chor, if you pick up your garbage, you're taking out your garbage on Shabbos. So you pick up the garbage, so it's a graf shel re'eh, it's disgusting to have in your house, but you have to just take it out of your house and drop it? Right, assuming it's an Erev? So no, once it's in your hand, as long as it stays in your hand, so you can keep carrying it and bring it to your wherever you're bringing it, to the dumpster, wherever you're able to bring it. You don't have to right away drop it, right? Because l'chor, since you took a beheter, once you take a beheter, you could keep holding it. Another case this comes up, just to bring out this idea, is halacha l'maisa by a knife for a mohel, by bris mila. So the knife is assumed, it's a big machlokas, we don't have time to talk about it, but the knife is assumed to be muksa, just like the lulav. Right, just like I told the lulav is muksa on Shabbos, even though it has a use, but its use is only for a mitzvah. So the knife of a mohel, which is be'etzem, you don't use for anything besides your mila. You never use that to butter your bread with it, right? Or whatever it's machzus chasar, kiss, mias, whatever it is. Therefore, be'etzem it's muksa. The fact that you could use it for mitzvah mila does not make it not muksa. It's just that the mitzvah mila allows you to pick up the knife. So what's it then when you finish with that mila? Oh, so Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and this is what's the accepted halacha, even though there's really a lot to, it's a big, big sugya. But the accepted halacha is, what Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, is that you're allowed to continue holding, as long as you don't put down the knife, you're allowed to take the knife and put it in a safe place. And he says, not only that, you're allowed to give it to your friends. So this is what Molim do, depending on how exactly they do the Mila. But if they do the Mila, and then afterwards they do Priya, so they have to get the knife out of their hand. but they can't put it someplace, so they give it to their friend, and their friend takes it, this other person takes it and puts it in a safe place. Because as long as it wasn't put down, you're allowed to handle it. And the Eliyahu Rabba is in Shin Lamed Aleph. The Eliyahu Rabba says this is mutter just like we find by Lulav. The same exact thing as what the Gemara tells us by Lulav. We don't take Lulav on Shabbos, but we can learn from that din of Lulav exactly what the din is legabe the knife. The knife by Mila. That as long as it's in a person's hand, so Mimela, the Iker Isser of Muksa is not there because it's right in your hand. And therefore, since you took up Rishus, you're allowed to take it from Mitzvah Mila, so therefore you're allowed to keep it in your hand. Fine. Okay. So I have to start another Inyan. It's too long of an Inyan. We'll just start it. Started today. But by the way, you'll see there's a lot of sugars we're going to be able to skip because we already spoke about them. So we'll speak a little bit about the sugya of Bittul Kli Mehechino. Rav Yosef tells us this din that you can't put the Kli to catch the oil from the Ner because you're Mevatel Kli Mehechino. You can't put the Kli under the Tarnagolas because you catch the egg, you're making the Kli Muksa, and you can't make things Muksa on Shabbos. So that's an Isser. So the Gemara presents it here that it's becoming Muksa because you're turning it into a Bussis. You can't create a Bussis to the Muksa on Shabbos. It's really by other cases as well. Any case where you make muksa, you can't make things muksa on Shabbos. The Gemara Kufnun Dalet in Shabbos has this case about these falling pouches that are holding dvash a hidbir, spoiled dvash, is falling. Okay, you can look at the whole story, how this happens. So the Gemara says you can't put a kli under, you can't put a pillow under the dvash. You can't put a kli under the falling dvash to stop the fall of the dvash, because if you do so, okay, this is a story here, just assume the story is all how it's happening, because if you do so, the dvash will likely leak onto the pillow, and when the dvash goes on the pillow, that will be mevatel the pillow mehechino. Because this sort of liquid, the substance that if it got on the pillow, it's going to make the pillow unusable. You'll have to launder it till it becomes usable. And the svash itself is a sort of svash that you don't have any use for on Shabbos. And therefore, the way Rashi speaks it out, you're making a pillow unusable. And therefore, that's an isser of a vatel kli mehechino. Anything that has no use on Shabbos, so it's going to be muksa. There's nothing you could do with it at all. I mean, nothing at all you could do with this. So therefore, it's vatel kli mehechino. And therefore, it's aser. L'chor, the same thing would be as if you use a shmata. You have a towel, and you use the towel to clean up a spill, but the towel is going to get so wet that now it's going to be impossible to even touch it, right? We learned to the end of Notel that a svog, a wet sponge, you can't pick up because it's a psik ratio that you're going to squeeze out liquid from it. So therefore, if you want to get a rag so wet, you want to make anything so wet, put something under the faucet, or turn on the faucet when there's a towel in the sink. This happens a lot. And by doing so, you're going to make that towel unusable, halachically unusable. So the male, that's being mevatel kli mehechino. That would also be Isser. There's Yerushalmi. This is Maaseh Sheni, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled. It says you can't make muksa on Shabbos. And therefore, if you have figs, and you can't make the figs muksa. I mean, even Rav Shimon, if you would put the figs on your roof to dry them out, that'll make the muksa. And therefore, on Shabbos, you can't put figs on your roof and be mekatzel them from your desk because you'll be making muksa on Shabbos. So So it's such an isser. It's an isser we have to, not be able to finish it today, but it's a lot, you can imagine, this is a lot to talk about because there's a lot of questions you could ask here. Just an interesting Arzarua. The Arzarua, this is in Hilchos Erev Shabbos, Simon Chavtes. He asks the question, we saw in the Gemara that you're allowed to masikim bekelim b'yamtiv. On Yamtiv, you're allowed to throw a kli into your fireplace on Yamtiv. Right? Shivrei kelim b'ramuksa, you can't burn, but a kli, you're allowed to burn. When you burn that kli, it's going to become not a kli. He says, that should be bitul kli mehechino. You're making it that now it's going to turn into a shever kli, which is muksa. So the Arzaru is bothered by this kasha. And he says, the answer is, mechudosh the answer, he says, the answer is that al tzorech Shabbos, you're allowed to be mevatel kli mehechino. Okay, so that's an interesting kula. But you see that in concept, he thought that any sort of turning something into muksa is going to be a problem. L'chayr, this could be the answer. Right? We mentioned once there's a Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav, that if you have a barrel that's full of figs, and you break the barrel to get out the figs, it's a smutter on Shabbos. Right? For whatever reason, that's smutter on Shabbos. We spoke about. But you're being mevatel kli mehechino. Right, so maybe that's such a kasha. L'maisa could be this association also, but l'maisa, it's tzorech Shabbos. Right? So, you are being vatal kli mechino, but it's tzorech Shabbos, and that's why it's mutter. Right, all packages that you're opening on Shabbos, it's only mutter when it's tzorech Shabbos. But really, potentially, there's a problem there of vatal kli mechino. So. We'll just talk a little bit about what this Isser. Now, where does this Isser come from? This is another random Isser. This is sort of Isser that if you didn't learn Helchos Muksa, you've never heard about. Even though it's all the coolest, but this show will see a lot of coolest in this, but it's still definitely a Isser that sometimes a person could be over in. So why is it Asser? Right? It's a very abstract type of Isser. Right, it's probably too abstract to make it to the Hamon Am's understanding. Like, no one's heard of this. So, the most popular reason. We're not going to go through all the reasons. Maybe if you do the second, first day you did it, but the most popular reason is what the Rambam in the Torah writes is because it's similar to Soser. Soser, destroying something, the opposite of Bona. So, what do they mean? How's it like Soser? So the chayyur of the pshat is that, you know, we discussed by muksa, the ikur isra of muksa, the most chamer part of muksa, is taking something that's not mukhan and making it mukhan on Shabbos. Giving something kachana on Shabbos is an isra of muksa. It's a malacha, it's doma to malacha. What's the dimit to malacha is that you're giving something kachana, you're creating something. So mimela, we can understand, if being meched something is doma to malacha, so taking away hachana from something, removing hachana from something, is in some way similar to soser. You have bona and soser, you have korea, tofer and korea. This is the opposite of giving hachana, this is removing hachana. Removing hachana is a problem, a very abstract problem, but it's a problem. Of this one Gemara, I thought brings out a little bit of abstraction of what's going on here. It's hard to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says in Mem Gimel, the Gemara says that if it's aser to be mevatel kli mehechino, so why is it that it's a braisa that what happens if you have a barrel of tevel on your roof and it cracks? So the braisa says you're allowed to put an empty kli under where this barrel is so that the contents of the barrel will fall into the new empty barrel. So the Gemara says, why is that a problem? You're being mevatel kli mehechino. Should be a problem. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a problem because tevel muchen hu etzel Shabbos. Lagabi Shabbos tevel has dino mochin, is considered food. There's an issur of tevel to eat it, but it's considered food on Shabbos, and therefore it's not bechlal eino mochin, and therefore it's not bechlal mevatel kli mehechina. So it's a pella. Tosus points out the pella is that there's a ferish mishnah. Ferish mishnah, the beginning of Perek Mefana. The mishnah says that there's if you have tevel and you need the makom in your house, you're not allowed to move the tevel. Not allowed to move the tevel because it's muksa. Right, Pasha's talking about even if you have a barrel full of tevel. Right, you have tevel, you're not allowed, Feirish Gemara, you're not allowed to move it. Feirish Mishnah. Okay, this is the Mishnah right after Kol HaKelim. Tells you this Isser, and Tosfos points this out. Don't think that tevel's not muksa. When the Gemara says tevel mukhan away till Shabbos, it doesn't mean you're allowed to move it. It just means it's mukhan, but you're not allowed to move it. So what does the Gemara mean? L'chay, what it means is that tevel, are you allowed to carry it? No. Why? Because there's no shaykhus to Shabbos. Right? It's not a kli, and you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. And you can't, so what are you going to do? You can't feed it to anything on Shabbos. So mele, it's aser betiltel. It has no Shabbos purpose. But afal pikein, in the abstract sense, is called mochen. It's mochen who eats on Shabbos. Yeah, you can't, things with no purpose you can't carry. But is it mukhan? It's mukhan, it's food. It's called food. And since it's called food, there's no problem with bitul kli mehechino. Meaning, the isser of bitul kli mehechino is the isser of taking something that's mukhan and being mevatel it to something that's not mukhan. But here it is mukhan. Okay, you won't be able to carry it, but it's mukhan. Right? It's taking hachana, stripping something of its hachana. There's another reason I want to talk about. Okay, I'll have to stop with this because it's a long sugya. There's a ritva here. It says a different reason, and I want to talk about it because it's. I think it really explains a lot of inyanim here, but it's almost hard to say over because it sounds like if not that a rishon said it, you'd probably just laugh. It's such a bad pshat. Ritva says you can't be mevatel kli mehechino because you're being moneya in covered Shabbos. You're taking away from covered and owning Shabbos. Because you're taking something that you could use on Shabbos, now you can't use it. Right? What do you say? Chanuch, is that the worst shot you've ever heard? It's like, it's just terrible, no? Right? Because right, you have tons of cups and extra, your Shabbos dishes, your weekday dishes, all these dishes in your house. You're taking one kli and you're using that to cover an egg, right? You're using it to catch the egg, to put it under the hen and catch the egg. Like so what? You have less covered Shabbos now. It's like if I don't finish my chont completely, if I don't add enough potatoes to my chont, I'm being over this. Like what's if I would take a chont? Like what on earth is he what's he talking about? Right? Sometimes something makes the least sense. You know, sometimes it's the biggest you sowed there. So I'll just tell you what I think. Okay, we'll see how this plays in. Well, the emes is, I think this is a dimension of the issue that we're going to see is really necessary to completely explain the sowed here. I'll just say something, and I have to say a little bit machshavadik here. You'll have to pardon me. But you know, we spoke the beginning of the year, right? And you know, we spoke at the beginning of the year. Mstami spoke about it without machshava, but definitely the Rashi in the beginning of Beitza, right? That the inner of Achinu and Achana the Rabba, the inner of things in Achana, is something to do with the kedusha of Achila Shabbos. Seems to be he says something like that. It needs a zman of a path. Right? We were saying there's something to do with the Suda Shabbos needs a zman. Well, you pointed out that it's an interesting thing. I don't know if we pointed out that there's hachana is used differently. The din of hachana in Pesachim and Zayin it's used to mean that things have to be mukhan before Shabbos. If you're making something new on Shabbos, it's done with the malacha. Over here, Beitza Rashi is going that things need hachana before Shabbos. We not going to repeat what we said then, but there's an inyan of Kedusha of the Hanah of Shabbos. So the emes is, I would suggest there's a connection here. There's a connection, like we think there's two things in Shabbos, right? The ikar part of Shabbos, you can't do malacha on Shabbos, and there's another thing, that's the part of Shabbos, the harsh part of Shabbos, and then there's a nice thing, there's oneg Shabbos, covet Shabbos, a completely different idea, right? I would suggest it's one nakuda. There's no chilek. There's mamsh no chilek. Right, so I'll just the pasuk in Yeshaya. Right, you all know the pasuk in Tashem Shabbos Raglecha. So it's Chafzach of Yom Kachi. You don't do Malach on Shabbos. V'karos al Shabbos Oneg L'Kadosh Hashem Achubar V'Chibato. You make the Kadosh of Hashem Achubar and you give a cover and you make an Oneg. Us is Aneg al Hashem. You have Tzvekis in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the side is in Shabbos is that everything, the whole week you work. On Shabbos, the yisod is that now we're just taking from what we have. It's just what we have. Whatever we have is Kaddish. It's Kaddish, it's from Hashem. And we're taking it and we're doing Anagan Hashem. It's, you're not being Mechon on Shabbos, but that which is Mochon for you, you're using that, you're being Maila that for Kedusha. Okay, you could say this in various levels of how Chassidish this will sound, but okay. Mamela, I would suggest the yisod is that which is, the Ritz was saying, that which is mochan for Shabbos, you can't just make it on mochan. That's taking away from what's for Shabbos. That which is given to Shabbos, it has a certain level of Kedusha Shabbos here, this is mochan to Shabbos, and to take away from that is an act of taking away from Shabbos. That's a thought, okay? Now there's something called taking away from Shabbos. Hachana, you can't be mechil on Shabbos, and you can't take away from the hachana. So I'll just mention, maybe that could help. It helps me. I'll tell you what it helps me with. I don't know if you need this. If you don't like the vart, we'll just go with the regular vart at Sosa. Okay, you don't have to buy this vart. There's one interesting nakuda here. Just say, is that the Gemara tells us that Betel Kli Mechino, it's not just turning the Avot into Muksa, it's Parshas Gemara. Talk more next week. Parshas Gemara has to be this bottle for the whole Shabbos. The Gemara talks about if you put a basket, you overturn a basket in front of the chicks, the frochim, so that they'll be able to go back into their coop. So the Gemara says that should be Betel Kli Mechino. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that when the chicks are standing on the basket is muksa. You can't move the basket. It says aser b'tilto. But why is it mutter? Because when the chicks go off the basket, it becomes mutter again, and you can use it again. Right? Kufna and Dalady have the same sort of story. It talks about these glass kalim that are falling. You're allowed to put a pillow there to break the fall, because right after it breaks the fall, when it breaks the fall, you want it there. But as soon as the fall has been broken and it's come to rest, you're able to take away the pillow. Meaning the pshat is that the isser is, right, a buses before Shabbos, that's been a shmashos of buses, stays buses whole Shabbos. But on Shabbos, the buses is only, a bus is kol zman that you want the muksa on the buses. So the mela, since you could regain your kli, so it's fine, there's no isser. It's not just turning it into muksa. It's when you take a kli and you remove it from hachana, that the whole Shabbos, this will have no use for me anymore. Right? All those cases, right? All those cases where it's a permanent, right? Right, Rosh Hashanah speaks this out, like by the oil. You're catching the oil, and you don't want to lose the oil. Right? So you want to keep the oil in the kli, it's going to be in the kli the whole Shabbos. Right, you use a bench to support your roof on Shabbos. So the whole Shabbos, you're not going to be able to use the bench. It's batel, you can't even move it. So it's batel me'achino, it's lost completely the achana to Shabbos. So the mail, that's the problem with batel kli me'achino. So you're taking that which was mukher for Shabbos, could have had this kedusha Shabbos hestamshus, and now you've taken away that hestamshus. Right, if you want to say the Soser, you don't need this. You can say the Soser, but you'll have to say to be Soser is only when you take away the Hachana in a complete, often that it's lost its hachana for the whole Shabbos. Maybe you can say something like that. Okay, if you want to say hachana. Okay, all right. Okay, Hashgach, Hashem.